Well, it's the Feast of Fools, and on today's show we have Tracy Tyler from Big Girls Eat Cake. Mark.
Yes, Fausto.
Tracy's going to teach you how to sing today.
Sing me how to sing. Okay.
Tracy, you're a singing teacher, right?
I'm a vocal coach.
A vocal coach. Okay. What is a vocal coach?
Me.
So actually, can you give the listeners and us something, a very simple task that we can do to make our singing better?
Well, a vocal coach is someone that teaches you how to connect to the song and how to perform the song. They don't necessarily teach you how to sing it.
Well, let's do something like, let's see, copyright free. Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Mary had a little lamb, little lamb, little
Sell
lamb.
It!
Okay.
How's that?
Well, you're not connecting to the song.
And how does one connect to the song?
So how does Mary feel when
I don't know, Mary,
she
tell
has
me.
Her little lamb? And you got to keep your body language open and your chest up and
boobs
can
forward,
you do that?
Mark.
Yes.
Okay.
And let's you don't want to close your body
open
up.
Open your chest up, Mark. Breathe in. Like the winds of
now
Euphrates.
Say, oh no,
Mary
no, see, you gotta open
lamb,
your arms up.
My arms
you gotta
up.
Think big.
Big.
Like big
girls. Big
girls.
Big
girls.
Like think it's a giant cake.
Mary had a little lamb.
I didn't know I could sing like that, did you?
See?
I had it in me the whole time.
See? Okay.
I just needed Tracy to bring it out.
$250.
The Feast of Fools is brought to you by listeners like you. Without your support, without you getting a fabulous Feast of Fools t-shirt, we couldn't do this show.
Without you.
We're nothing.
Yes.
It felt so good in your arms. I didn't really care. I thought it did no harm. Then you brought me to your place. When she wasn't there, love was on your face, then I became aware. Many little secrets you got to hide away. Many little secrets will have a price to pay. Many little secrets of your fantasies. Secrets of perfume on your sheets. Dirty little secrets of lipstick on your cheek.
It's the Feast of Fools, people. Once again, the podcast that shares its dirty little secrets with you, our beautiful listener. On today's show, we'll be talking to Tracy Tyler and Terry Diamond of the fabulous new rock and roll group, Big Girls Eat Cake.
We'll be talking about the GLBT music scene in Chicago.
The lineage of gender-bending rock stars.
Tanorexia.
And why Taylor E. Ross just can't keep his hands off the trannies. All this and more, I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Pillion.
Stay tuned.
Dirty little secrets you've got to hide away. Dirty little secrets will have a price to pay. Secrets of perfume on your sheets. Dirty little secrets of lipstick on your cheek.
This is the voice I'd like to use. Mark, that doesn't really work.
No, Fausto, that's not working too well.
Well, see, a lot of our listeners think that my voice is a little much like, I'm like Lenny from The Simpsons.
A little too nasally?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, do it more throaty. This is the voice I'd like to use.
This is the voice I'd like to use. Is that more masculine?
I don't know. It sounds like you're getting a little too close. They'll confuse us. Maybe you should go
this
a little
is
more
the voice me. I'd like to use.
There you go.
Oh, is that wonderful?
It's so sexy, that voice.
Thank you.
Do it again.
This is the voice I'd like to
ooh,
use.
One more time.
This is the voice I'd like to use. You can, you know, it doesn't actually, pitch is not really a requirement for your gender of your voice.
No.
And today we have two really special guests, two people who are sort of experts in both music and gender.
Right. Because one's changing the gender and the other one's always chasing after gender.
That's
changes.
Right. That's right. We have the front people. Well, you know, there's it's a band of four people. That's Big Girls Eat Cake. Mm-hmm. And they're brand new.
Like cake.
Oh, no, Eat Cake.
Oh, it is Eat?
Yes.
Okay.
Look, I wrote down the name of the band so you can not forget.
Okay.
Big Girls Eat Cake. B-G-E-C.
Begek.
That's how, you know, that the B-E-G-E-C.
B-G-E-C.
You know, okay. That's how you can refer to them for the rest of the show. So the members of the B-G-E-C, the Bembers, is Tracy Tyler. So good hello to the people of the world, Tracy.
Hello.
And can you say, this is the voice I'd like to use?
This is the voice I'd like to use.
And the musical director, what's your official title, Terry Diamond?
I just play bass.
You're the bassist for the band. So you're kind of like the person nobody pays attention to.
What do you mean nobody pays attention to? I'm stylishly dressed, you know.
You're the base, you're the foundation of the music.
I'm the rock.
The underappreciated musician.
Exactly, Foster.
You know, because in the Beatles, you had the bassist was just like...
Paul McCartney, how can you...
I thought it was always Ringo Starr was the bassist. Oh, no, he was the drummer.
Hello.
Something like that. And I don't know. They're not in the iTunes music store, so I don't really care.
Well, I think they are now, aren't they?
Get what?
I think they are.
Get out of here.
You can buy the whole Beatles collection, I think, through the iTunes.
I can't believe that. But it's true, people. This week, Steve Jobs made an announcement. Put the entire record collection.
Of the Beatles?
Well, I'm not sure exactly. Anyways, we're talking, I'm going to look on the iTunes.
You can buy that
music
through our site, and we'll get a little kickback.
Yeah, it's amazing. So we're really excited because Tracy Tyler is large and in charge and fabulous lead singer for Big Girls Eat Cake.
And we had the wonderful opportunity to see them on New Year's Eve and perform. It was a great performance, Tracy and Taylor.
Terry
Diamond.
We had so much fun. Thank you guys for coming.
Well, okay, so Tracy, how did you guys come up with the band's name, Big Girls Eat Cake? Because you're a big girl. Let's just
I'm
for the
big
people.
Girl and proud of it.
Large and in charge.
Large and in charge. No, we had a few different names at first, and then we just kind of basically we just came up with the wackiest thing that no one had a MySpace site for.
I really like the name a lot.
It's open ended, and it kind of stuck with us, and you know it means a lot of different things, and
hopefully people will remember the name. And whenever I tell it to someone, they remember and they laugh and they have a visceral reaction.
Just to clarify, I just went and looked at the iTunes Music Store. Mm-hmm. The Beatles are not on yet.
Oh, they're coming.
But they did.
What about
use
the solo careers?
Well, yeah, but no. Well, see, I'm looking here. I typed in Beatles, and what I got was by popularity, we got the Beatles tribute band. The Beatles, the sound-alike Beatles.
Do they have that tropical version that you have?
Yeah. Oh, God. The Spanglish version of the Beatles. Now, so you guys, and how did you guys actually find each other? Because you auditioned for the band, Tracy, or?
I met Lisa, the lead guitarist, Lisa Coffey, at an audition for another band. And we just kind of clicked, and she said, hey, let's start our own band. So we started our own band.
Why did you want to start a band? Like, why not, like, do a knitting group? Or, you know, something, or like a dungeon?
Well, I've been in music for a long time, and I was vocal coaching and kind of getting the bug back in me, and so I was like dying to perform. And
you'd done a lot of work in theater too, right?
Yeah, And
wait, what?
You have this. Well, background
you don't like to talk about the theatrical productions you were involved in.
Not really.
And be honest with me. The part of the reason is because you are transgendered, right? And so in a way, that's part of your past, and you want to sort of live in the present and live in your new body. And talking about those or looking back upon that has a certain bit of it's sort of retrospect or regressive is the word.
Yeah, I was one hell of a chorus boy. So
you used to sing with the Windy City Gay Chorus?
No, God, no.
Or was it Unison that you sang?
No, it was always in the chorus. The women's group. With the high tenor voice.
Really? And, yeah. So you were like, I saw you yesterday. There was a... And so now you're in rock and roll, and you celebrated New Year's Eve at a band, and one of the guys who was moving all the furniture, the roadie came up to you at the stroke of midnight.
Oh my God, yeah.
And did what?
Oh my God, he shoved his tongue down my throat.
That little fella?
I got all moist inside.
Wow. He was that. Now, have you met him before?
No, I just met him that night. That was so funny.
That was the guy who was putting out all the food on the tables and stuff?
No, not him.
Oh, okay.
No, it was...
But I mean, it's like, would he do that with just anybody? Or
I think
he get a vibe from you?
No, what happened was I was saying, because at midnight, we were counting down, getting ready, and I was trying to vamp and fill space, and I was saying, well, get close to whoever you're going to kiss at midnight. And then I said, everyone has someone to kiss. I see these people like coupling up and getting ready to kiss. And I'm thinking, I'm standing here all by myself, no one to kiss. And I had said that.
You were thinking that, or you actually said
that? No, I said that. Didn't I say that?
I said
something like that. Yeah.
Like, oh, everyone has someone to kiss, but me. And so then
Terry Diamond's not good enough for you.
No one stuck their tongue down my throat at midnight.
I was so flattered. He was a sweetheart. He's a sweetie guy.
Going up your butt doesn't count. That's right. You were busy in your sling backstage and having a good time. Now, for those of you who don't know who Terry Diamond is, mm-hmm. who are familiar with the history of the Feast of Fools, you used to be the musical director for the show, for the live show, right? Exactly. Under the name of Link Pinks.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was also on our very first Feast of Fools podcast, which is almost 2 years ago, coming up on February 8th, I think, right?
It was February 8th, 2005.
Are you having cake for that?
We'll be having some kind of cake, yes.
Oh, yeah, okay. We're actually having a live event Jim Varvatos is going to be singing at.
Mm-hmm. Where are you going? Jim Varvatos. Where's the show going
to
be?
We have no idea. It's undisclosed location.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In other words, you don't know yet,
folks. Well, we know where it is.
Because the paparazzi, you'll find out the day of.
No, okay. Well, because we're negotiating the terms of the event, we don't want to announce.
By the way, Fausto and Mark, congratulations on your pressy.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
What is a pressy?
It's an award, I believe, that the Chicago Free Press.
The Windy City Times puts out every year. Yeah, let me actually have that sound effect now. I was doing the...
Did you find it?
It's called the Lady Bunny Rewind. You guys want to hear it?
Yeah.
What I meant to say... Wait.
We love sound effects.
Wait, I can't get this thing not to stop working.
Lady Bunny's sharpening her blade. She's just like, you sing my sound effects, are you? Boy, I built a career out of that. Come on, stop it.
That's a really weird sound to hear in this day and age because nobody uses tape anymore.
It's a digital era.
Analog.
Analog. Yeah. Well, we're living in the digital era. Yes, it's an analog sound.
Right.
And now I fucked it up.
Why? What happened?
Because I erased the name. Hold on. I'm going to call it this, the Lady Bunny
Rewind.
Because it really does sound like, hey, hi, this is Lady Bunny. How does Clay can get a condom out of his ass?
He farts. Oh my God.
Something like that.
So you guys met because Taylor used to be in the band with Lisa. With Lisa.
Yeah.
Very briefly.
And
actually, she was replacing a guitarist in the band I was in, and And I said, hire her. She's great. Mm-hmm. And then I left the band and I came back and played for a few sessions. And Lisa and I kind of kept in contact.
Well, because you're, you know.
And
you're,
Lisa, yeah.
You like to trace those trannies.
No. This is a new phenomenon
for
me.
Let's actually go back with Link Pace's, Taylor E. Ross's glorious career of transgender.
It's all about controlling one's body, you know.
Is that what
being
it
able
is?
To do whatever
Why
you
do
want
you
to
want
do.
Why do you want to be with, okay. First
I don't know how it happened.
So in the very early days of the 60s.
No.
The 70s.
Or the early 90s.
I'm sorry, it was the late 80s, wasn't it?
No.
Were
no.
you with Joan Jett Black in
Chicago?
That
was 1991, 92.
That is impossible because I was in
he
college
ran for
in
president.
1991.
And Joan Jett Black ran for president in 1992
How'd
against
she do?
Bill Clinton.
She actually ran for president. Yeah, she's in a homeless shelter now. But,
right.
But no, but she, you were
Victoria Lamar wants to be a roommate with. Right. No,
yeah, they're living together. But no, so you were doing playing guitar for Joan Jett Black.
I wrote songs and performed at all kinds of clubs all over Chicago and outside of Chicago.
Did
too.
You do anything stuff for Girlene or Girlette Hussey?
I worked with Girlene and Girlette Hussey both together and individually.
Oh, I don't even.
And
know
And he worked with you
with me back when I was a drag queen.
Yes.
You were never a drag queen.
He was trans something. I don't know why.
You were of another
of
galaxy.
Another galaxy. The very sexually ambiguous one.
Yes.
Lipstick. And eyeshadow.
Yes.
And then and most lately is with Tracy.
Exactly.
So that's five. No, I can't say that.
I think that qualifies as tranny chasing.
I think so too.
Yeah.
No, because the early people that I was working with were doing this Art Institute gender fuck type of drag.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas this is, I don't, we
we're
should
not
talk
gender fuck.
Well,
you're not doing gender fuck, but you are doing something that challenges
she
people's concepts
people and she
of what
her gender
is.
Do you really think, I don't really think that our band is about gender. I think we're just about,
no, but
a
people
bunch
are latching on to
people.
Us about that. I think
yeah, they, I think I
we
think
don't make a big deal out of it, but other people do.
Well, it's like when we show up to do these shows, it's like people kind of like look twice, and but then once we start playing, gender doesn't
it all
come
goes
into,
out.
So,
yeah,
yeah, it doesn't ever come into play in our shows. I mean, we're just. You know, I my goal is just to, you know, make everyone feel good, and you know, I think you know, in my perspective, it's, you know, if someone can be, you know, I think the facade that we put on, everyone can be beautiful, everyone can be, you know, a good looking person and feel good about themselves, and that's what we try to do in the show.
But isn't that the burden of and I don't know if you mind me outing you as a transgendered person.
That's fine, because I am who I am, so I'm not going to hide behind any secrets.
Well, I mean, is that something that you want? Isn't that the burden of being transgender? Is that the whole, for some people, it's that the whole goal is to make your gender not be an issue, and for people to see you as the gender you choose that you want to express yourself as.
Well, I think what makes it easier is that I don't mind laughing at myself. So when people, you know, if people have a problem with it, you know,
fuck
I don't
them.
Know. Yeah. I don't know. We haven't really run into that many problems. I mean, we go out there and play. They love the music.
And most people that are coming to yeah. see you know what you're about. And so that's what they come to see. I mean, it's not like you're surprising.
I think we have a lot of converts.
People?
Yeah. I think we have converts.
Yeah.
That, you know, they go, what the fuck is this? And then we start playing and they go, shit.
She's fun.
Yeah, we play in a lot of bands in a lot of bars that like they don't know who's showing up. You know, we book it through our website or whatever, and we show up and they're like, holy cow. and we
Speaking
knock them away.
Speaking of which, if you do want to book us, we would love to play anywhere and everywhere. And if you want to manage us, we'd love that even more.
Yeah, we want a manager. So
yeah.
That's great. So Jesus, if you're listening.
We want to play often. Well, early and often.
Maybe,
well,
Shane
we're very
can
new.
Hook them up.
I mean, it should be said we're very new. You know, we've only been in the bar circuit playing you know, for like a year. So, yeah, so but we're still really new, and we're you know, we
the band may be new, but a lot of all the people who are musicians in the group are very have a good history and a strong history, and like when we have rehearsals, we can, you know, like somebody brings in a song and says, we can usually, you know, pull something together within a take or two, or, you know, a run through or two, and so we're all very fast, and I think that's what makes the music special.
So let's talk about the first song. You have a smell in your sheets, Dirty Little Secrets. What's that? You were saying before we were recording that it was a true story.
I wrote it about this married guy that I went out with.
You went did he get caught?
So you were the dirty secret.
Were you the dirty secret?
He didn't get caught. No, it's just.
Did you get caught?
I didn't get caught. No.
So nobody got caught.
No one got caught. I just kind of ended it because, like the song says, you know, he took me to his place, and you know, I became aware. You know, it's like then this is the home of another woman. You know, and this is her.
You saw the woman's touch in the house.
Yeah, you know, we the lyrics have evolved, but you know.
There was another name for
it. They're like pictures of her and him all over their bedroom and everything. That's it was so freaky.
That's not sexy.
I was like, it's not sexy at all. No.
I'd be like, did you cry? That would make me want to cry.
Yeah,
like,
so I had to write a song about it.
You know, one time, over many, many years ago, I went home with a guy named Brad White. That was his name.
And you're saying
in Texas. Well, God knows where he is. I mean, it was centuries ago. And he worked for a radio station in Austin, Texas, and I went to his house, and he had all these like JCPenney portraits of him and his wife and his kids, and in his shower there were kids' toys. And he gave me a blowjob, and then he peed into the toilet.
Oh, how glamorous.
And I was like,
why does that always happen to you?
What do you mean it happened to you? What do you think it always happens to me? It could always happen to him.
Is that why you have a rubber ducky in your bathroom to this day?
Well, I just thought it was like, and I felt really bad for the guy because he obviously wanted to.
I can't believe you outed him on the air.
Who knows where he is today? I mean, it's not.
I think you should take his name out.
His name is Brad White. I think it's a funny name, you know? It was like Brad and Janet, and his last name, White. And he was this really Anglican guy, you know?
It was Janet Weiss.
Well, yeah.
He's adapting it for his situation.
Well, and seriously, I wouldn't, if his name is so generic, Mark, that it really could just be anybody.
And his job is generic?
I think so. I mean, people would be like, that's not me. And it happened over 12 years ago. I mean, it's like, it's like outing somebody you had sex with like 20 years ago. Is that?
I don't know.
Do you think that's something
bad?
What
if he's still married and what if his wife listens to the show?
I doubt. Well, then she's
gay.
Get
an HIV test, honey.
It was a long time ago.
I'm sure that she has figured it out, Fausto.
By now, 12 years later, or maybe.
Or maybe, you know, some people want to live in denial.
And then, you know, if by 12 years later you're still married to somebody who's, you know, sucking and vomiting over people's dicks.
Oh God!
I think. There is something
Why would you even tell? I would never even tell that story. If somebody gave me a blowjob and then puked.
Well,
he was drunk. Who would you tell? I wouldn't tell that to anybody.
Well, it was a true story. I thought it was funny.
No, but your penis is enough to make somebody vomit?
It wasn't my penis. It was just he was drunk.
Are you sure?
Maybe it was. Well, you've certainly tasted it plenty of times. Has it made you puke?
I know, but I think
yeah, alcohol cancer. And blowjobs are a bad combination, you know,
because it's like you're sucking it,
and you're causing the gag reflex. Yeah. But enough of that.
Oh my god! So yeah, so this song is about that.
Puking and blowjobs. I did not know this.
I saw you going down on me, and you could add a whole new verse. I saw you hugging the throne, and you heard the call on the phone.
It's radio friendly now at 3 minutes, you know. Yeah.
Well, I mean, do you really want to get airplay on traditional radio? Is that sort of, I mean,
yeah, it, you know what?
Come on, it's like, you know, nobody cares about that anymore.
I know.
It's like, but you got a podcast is where it's at.
You know, Fausto, we're just who we are. So if that happens, that happens, whatever. But we are who we are, and, you know, and we're out to have a good time and
we love performing. We love
music. Yeah. Right.
Well, so what are some of your inspirations? You sing a lot of Queen songs. You do a lot of cover songs, right?
Yeah, we do a lot of cover. We started out doing all covers until, you know, we could get enough songs to together to make our first CD, which is coming out this spring.
Oh, what are you going to title it?
Huh? that's left
hot
to be
and
determined.
Fresh out of the oven. Fresh from the oven. All right. Yeah, but pop and fresh.
Tracy, whatever you do, do not let Taylor decide. Whatever you do, trust me, we've known.
Oh, Taylor's a good balance because I tend to write songs like about breakups and bad men and stuff, and Taylor keeps me.
We need to have some. Yeah,
makes everything happy.
Does it feel
and
like? I mean, I get a little sense that we're like ex. Well, I'm the ex-wife, and you're. I mean, like, because when Taylor was in the bathroom, and Tracy and I were like going, "Oh, Taylor."
Well, okay, don't, the listeners should not mistake the fact that I am single, though.
You are single, okay.
I'm very, very single.
And available.
And desperate.
So what are you looking
for? No, not that desperate.
What are you
looking
for?
So booking and dating through the MySpace website, okay?
No,
are you looking for a man or for a woman?
Our regular website.
Which is biggirlseatcake.com?
Yes.
Oh, that was awesome. So you were able to get all those hot little domains.
Yeah.
And is your email like biggirlseatcake@gmail.com?
No, we don't have Gmail. Do I?
Well, Taylor does.
I have Gmail.
Oh, okay.
You should get Gmail. Dump that
AOL. It's big girl. Yeah, it's biggirlseatcake@AOL. AOL.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
Is that bad?
That is bad. Why is AOL so awful, though?
Because the people who own it give money to right wing.
Well, it's slow technology. It's slow technology. It's not
that was so 90s. Too. Okay,
but Gmail.
It's
I
like
really
the songs that we cover.
It.
You know,
it's really awesome. And of course, Taylor showed up looking like in you know
a
Al
menstrual.
Jolson.
What?
I was popping fresh, hot out of the oven.
What? You why did you hear? And your makeup was so dark, I couldn't believe it. Looked like you had burnt cork in your face. It was unbelievable. You'll see the photos; they're up on the internet.
But what is going on? It's like fabulous. You came. You had it like you were.
We originally, we originally had that cast at that color because of playing in dark clubs and just.
Did you have to wear a white suit and white gloves though?
White gloves.
And carry a water. No, you were carrying a watermelon. Yeah.
Come
I mean,
on,
come
Taylor.
On,
Taylor.
Hey, I don't do Stephen Foster songs.
You're like so singing a lot of those Judy Garland's like Swanee and
Mammy. I mean, really, what were you thinking when you put that makeup on at home? Were you just like,
"Well, Sally
I wasn't
did the same
high
thing
enough.
To me one time."
Because you look like a Shirley Q. Liquor. It was like unbelievable.
That is true. She's fabulous too.
She's
something else. What's her other moniker?
Betty Butterfield or
yes.
something?
Oh, it's hilarious. Yeah. She's the evangelical church Pentecostal woman.
I don't know what she's going to all sorts of churches, but
right. If anyone ever hasn't heard of her,
I'm sure they can
Google
check
her and
so how do you guys go about like what rehearsing? Do you guys sort of come up with songs or how does a band rehearse for those of people who are not in bands? I know this may sound like a silly question because I sort of know the answer to it, but like can you describe
there's
the
a variety of ways that we rehearse
Taylor?
Somebody banters or throws out a song that we want to do and lots of times we have to key it for Tracy, and sometimes we'll take the original song and she'll figure out how to, you know, what key it she needs to sing it in, and then we figure out, okay, we need to play it in this key, and then we say, oh, we're going to do it at this next rehearsal, and then boom, it's there, you know. And as I say, for the most part, we don't waste a lot of time.
Yeah, I mean, basically, when you're in a band, you come up with a chord progression, you write the lyrics and the melody, and boom, you take it to rehearsal, you hack it out, and you put different patterns into it and change it and mix it up, and there's your song. And that's how you write a song when you're in a band, you know?
Tracy, like the song Jet Plane,
right.
Which we're going to record here shortly, what evolved over time because we tried all sorts of different, you know, it just wasn't feeling right. It wasn't working. And we even tried, to do a David Bowie fame sort
like
of feel
little,
on it.
Like
and,
a funk
and
it
was just like, no, that's not going to work. But
it was hot though. That was hot though.
Yeah, and we will probably use that at some point with another song. But anyway, so and then we came up with this chord progression to stick in just before the chorus that really propelled the song and made it all, you know, come together really so nice. And it's a rockin' hot song. I don't think you heard it because you guys had...
it's a fun song.
You had other places to be that night.
Yeah, like a bed.
Well, you're old, Fausto.
Well, no, it was 2 in the morning. I was ready to go to bed.
Two in the morning. That's a shank of the evening.
You know, New Year's Eve. One of my New Year's Eve, what is it? New Year's resolutions is to go to bed at a reasonable hour.
But can I tell your listeners, they were the cutest couple at midnight. They're just kissing and standing right in this heterosexual club.
It wasn't heterosexual that night.
No, it wasn't.
No, it was very heterosexual.
Was it?
It was pretty heterosexual.
Yeah, because it was so heterosexual. We didn't have like a lot of our kind of fans.
We didn't have Da Bears there.
No, but you know
what? Da Bears, the trans Mexicans.
No. We have a little fan, a base.
Bears.
We call it Da Bears.
Okay. And they're bears?
Yeah, they're bears.
Big, hairy, which is...
No, they're very loyal, and we love
hairy,
them.
Hairy, chubby guys, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it was, you know, I'm used to being a stranger in a strange land, so it doesn't really affect me at all.
I loved it. It was, and you know what, nobody batted an eye, but it was so cute, because here they're standing, they're kissing in front of all these people.
I know,
it was so cute. Champagne. It was very, very cute.
It was so definitely, I felt like I was walking into Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
It was like that.
That's an awesome show.
Barnacle
Yeah,
Bills
but Fausto, we did not have, you know, like steamer tables. Oh, we did have steamer tables
a
full
food.
Of food.
Yes.
I didn't, that's
did.
Right.
It was Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Yes.
But there's a couple of cute guys there, and then I think they were Mexican trannies. Are they usual fans of yours? Were they Mexican or Polynesian?
Who were those?
I don't know.
Oh no, those are my girlfriends.
Okay.
You're like, who?
No,
well, they're
Asian.
They're Asian. Okay, all right.
So you don't know who they were until.
Oh no, I'm like Mexican Polynesian. No, that's my girlfriend. Should I say her name?
Sure.
Yeah.
Myla.
Give her a shout out. She might be listening.
Myla is gorgeous, Fausto.
Yeah, we love Myla.
Well, there are two of them, right?
And
do you think that's sort of like there is a
I don't know her girlfriend's name, but then her other friend was Jamie. So
do you think there's a
cuz they were checking me out.
Do you think there's a
Trans well, you like looked me. Hot. You looked oh, well. Hot. I tried to get you to come up for the beefcake contest, and he's like,
"I was afraid you're going to be like, all right, take
no,
your shirt off.
I would have made you uncomfortable. No, and he's like, I'm gay. He's shouting across the bar, I'm gay. And
you
I'm
can
like,
be beefcake
I'm like,
and
you
be
can
gay.
Be straight for tonight.
And I was like, oh no, honey.
Well, do you guys think there's a shortage of like trans friendly events and that are sort of like, hey, come meet other people like yourselves and like hang out and have a good time.
No, we're not really trying to do that, Fausto. You know, I mean, we're trying to be more universal.
It's like you're going to be that. I mean, it's going to be that way, isn't it?
Yeah, but a lot of the songs that we do, I mean, we just don't get up there and play songs. I mean, we do a lot of interaction, audience interaction with our songs, like the beefcake contest and what other, oh, the dress you up in my love.
We did this Madonna thing. Did you see that set?
Where you dress up people in the audience or?
Yeah, with big crazy glasses and hats and feather boas.
So we have this audience
and we look for the straightest guy to do it. And right. They love it. But you know what? We're not, like I keep saying, we're not really, you know, we're not really all about being transgendered, you know, and as a matter of fact, you know, I don't want to offend any of my sister, my TG sisters out there, you know, in whatever we do, you know, a lot of times the TG community can be uptight about flirting with men. And you saw the show. I flirt with everyone, and I tell women they're gorgeous and I want to look like them, and we exchange makeup secrets and all that stuff. And, you know, and we just have a good time you know, so if you're uptight, don't come to the show. But if you want to have a good time.
Well, I mean, I just think that there is sort of like a yearning for a space like the one that you created. And I think that's something to embrace. It's not something to be like, you know, we don't want some, you know, people who are experimenting with their gender. Especially because I think the Chicago trans female to male scene is very vibrant.
Oh, yeah.
And very visible.
Yeah.
Whereas I would say like the male to female tend to be a little bit more quiet. You know,
I agree with
do you think? I mean,
I agree with you. Yeah,
and you know, it's. I think it's important as a role. I mean, believe it or not, you're a lead singer of a band, and you are sort of by default, you become a role model and a leader in your own community. You know,
that's celebrity. Regardless,
regardless of whether you want to be or not, and I think that's something to embrace. I think that's great, and that you had all these like different kind of people all feeling comfortable enough to feel safe and right. happy at midnight. I didn't want to go anywhere else on midnight on New Year's Eve. You know.
Yeah, we are having such a good time. That was a really fun time.
So what are some of those shows that you guys are planning ahead? Do you have any shows coming?
We've got some things in the or fires in the iron, so to speak.
Well, we have a show tomorrow night.
Yes.
but it'll be too late by then.
Yeah.
It happened in the past.
But we will be playing at the Underground Lounge tomorrow.
Yeah, but you know, we're going to do some Pride festivals this summer. But one thing that we need to do is, you know, we wanted our CD to come out in the fall, and then it got kind of pushed back because we keep getting all these bars contacting us to do shows, and we've just been busy every weekend, and that's great, but we really are planning on taking some time off in February.
Not too much time off.
No, just like 6 weeks to finish our CD and really get it mastered. Yeah. And
because you want something to sell when you're at these gigs,
right?
And stuff.
Well, when you come not on only the show. That, but you know, we just want you know. Yeah, not that it's this money thing, but we want people to take a little bit of us away with them and during the show. So
CDs in this day and age are merely a marketing promotional item, and not you know, people give away music now, you know, and that's one of the great things about being in this day and age and with the internet and file sharing and everything like that is that, you know, people want to have music, and they want to have something.
They want a little piece of Tracy to take home with them.
Oh.
And Taylor.
Well, we want to thank you guys so much for coming on the show.
Oh, sure.
And how do they find you? I mean, what, you guys have a MySpace account?
Yeah, they can find our website.
www.biggirlseatcake.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or they can go to our MySpace/biggirlseatcake.com.
All right.
Big Girls Eat Cake.
So if you didn't catch that, you can visit our website, mm-hmm. feastoffools.net, and get all the links that you need to learn more about these wonderful people.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having us on the show.
Thank you guys for coming.
Look for our CD to come out, and we'll see if Fausto can put a link to our CD.
Oh, we certainly will.
Absolutely.
We'd be thrilled.
Fausto, I would like to ask.
This spring.
I would like to ask one thing of you.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. One last thing. I want you to come to one of our shows and sing a duet.
Okay,
with
Tracy. I'll sing Islands in the Stream.
I want to sing the Dolly Parton part, though.
I want to sing the Dolly Parton part.
No!
You guys will be arrested.
Me!
No, be but like will you, silence.
Fausto, will you do that sometime?
I'd love to sing Islands in the Stream. I'll do the Kenny Rogers part. I would grow a beard for it. I'll even like gain 20 pounds for it.
Don't do that.
Islands in the Stream. So should we end with that?
Tell me something else.
Looking in your eyes. How does that song
we
even
can't,
go?
I thought we couldn't do a
we
copyright.
Can't do it.
Yeah, you can take a phrase.
Oh, okay.
Islands in the Stream.
That is what we are.
No one in between.
How could we go wrong?
Okay, now sing a little bit of that, and I'll harmonize with you.
I don't know it that well.
Islands in the Stream. That is what we are. Singing that.
Islands in the Stream, that is what we are. No one in between.
How did we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world.
To another world.
We'll
call
rely Sony
on each other.
I want to remind people to
from one lover to another.
Uh-huh. I want to remind people to visit our website, feastoffools.net, comment on the show. And if you'd like to email us at feastoffools@gmail.com. And our mailing address is feastoffools at 5315 North Clark Street, number 242, Chicago, Illinois, 60640.
Without you, we're nothing, people. We couldn't do this show without your financial support. And how do you support us? Is by getting yourself a Feast of Fools t-shirt. They're available for sale on our website, feastoffools.net. Your central repository for everything important mm-hmm. in the universe. You can't live without it. Get yourself a Feast of Fools t-shirt. feastoffools.net. Mm-hmm. We're going to be leaving you with another song that Tracy and Terry Diamond recorded in their home. What was the title of this song called?
When I Saw You There. It's about all the guys that go to bars and lurk in the corners. And
ooh. Really?
Yeah.
What bars do you go to pick up guys at?
Wouldn't you like to know?
What do you guys
No, like? It's about guys who...
No, but I mean,
women like Tracy across a crowded room, but they never approach them because they're afraid, because they're wussies. Yeah,
and this is kind of like, come on up.
Are you dating anybody these days? I mean, you don't.
No,
but you were recently. You cut it off with the married guy.
No, that was a while ago.
That was a while ago. Yeah. Okay.
I'm single. I like tall, dark, handsome guys.
Who doesn't?
But if you're short, blonde, and chubby, come my way.
Well, there's some good-looking men right in the audience. You know, audience is the best place to pick up men, you know, after the end of the show. Because you've been giving them pleasure. And then at the end of the show, it's their turn to give you pleasure.
Ask Janis Joplin that.
Oh, well, she was like Whitney Houston. She just fucked whatever was in front of her.
I've had guys like give me money and stuff and give me song requests on little pieces of paper during the show, but never their number.
So you gotta be aggressive, honey.
I
know it's not ladylike,
you know,
but sometimes,
I'm trying to be a lady here.
Well, you know, sometimes it is feminist to ask what you want.
Okay, and I will say Fausto said I could.
That's right. They're like, who? Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Mark. And
thank you, guys.
We love
anytime.
You. Take it away.
You were tall, you were handsome, you were lonely too. You were smiling, you were hiding. What did you want to do? You were gentle, you were happy. I could see much more. You were pure, you were untouched. I've seen your kind before. When I saw you there, you were afraid. Then you turned to me to ask my name. Did you come to soothe your weary heart? Or did you come to find out who you are? Did you come to see a shooting star? When I saw you I was dazed and I was sad, and I know who you are. I see your past, I knew your truth when you walked through the door. I see you staring in the distance. Do you think I care? I can't show you, I can't tell you what you're doing here. You need to look inside yourself, decide what you are by yourself. Make the journey for yourself. You can't go on this way. When I saw you there, you were afraid. Then you turned to me. Did you come to find out who you are? Did you come to see a shooting star? When I saw you there, when I saw you there, when I saw you there.